What's up? This is Derek. This is the Bear Reaction Badass Podcast. How's everybody doing? I got about 6 minutes before I get back into work. I wanted to rage on the podcast about, I wouldn't say day two, because it's been a couple days since I made that podcast. However, still saying goodbye, you know, when it comes to like your friends or when it comes to a loved one that has passed away, it takes a long time to be able to say goodbye. Sometimes you're never able to say goodbye. Sometimes you hang on to the pain. The number one symptom of depression is rumination. It's when you obsess over the pain. It's when you obsess over what's going on. And this is what we're saying goodbye to, my friends. I need you to really, really look between the lines right here and try and discover what it is that is holding you back. And I'm not going to come out and say, oh, I got my life together and I'm 100% mentally under control. I'm far from under control. But I'm getting there. I'm breaking free from my past. I am working my ass off to break free from my past. When you obsess over that pain, and I have got so much heartache and pain and blame from over the last, 20 years of my life that I have clinged on to that has caused me to either become depressive, to become suicidally ideological, to be anxious, to have anxiety, to have anxiety attacks. I think we're, 4 years out, 3 years out from my mental breakdown that, you know, put me awake for days upon end and got me locked up in a mental institution. These are things that you need to consider, okay? These are things that you need to consider with your pain. Number one, it's going to take a long time for you to say goodbye to this pain. Like I said in my last podcast, you can remember it, but you got to learn from it, okay? I believe I could have made different decisions to make it so my animals were still by our sides. Hardest thing I ever did was take my daughter's favorite cat out of her arms and put it in the cat box and take to the shelter. Her face, her tears, we had no choice. We had no choice but to live somewhere else. Well, we couldn't allow pets. It was either choose life or choose the streets and our pets. It was a hard decision for me to make. I felt like it was my fault because I could have prepared for it. I could have been better prepared for it. These are things that I need to let go of that are in the past. Because now my daughter is a shining ball of goof. She's a real good girl, very smart, very artistic, beautiful artist. And she's got a great future ahead of her. But I still ache from what I had to do. But it's what I got to let go of. And there's a stigma that's put on this pain. And it's a problem. It is a problem. It's a problem. You have people around you that think that you're stupid or you're slow or there's something wrong with you, or you're quiet because you don't blah, 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 blah. There's a stigma that's put on that. And there's nothing you can really do about it but ignore it. And I know it's hard to ignore, and I know it gets depressing when this stigma is placed upon you. I know it's hard to get through the days, but the actual action of getting through the day without having a breakdown. It's okay to go somewhere quietly and cry, but without having a breakdown and losing it and giving up and going home early from work or, you know, going off on somebody because you cannot let go of your own pain or let go of your own past. It's what I'm talking about. So, a few things that can help you get started with. Number one, exercise. Exercise will help you and your mind. And I don't mean going to the gym, lifting heavy. I mean going for a walk. Cleaning your house. Doing something that's productive, that'll make you feel good. Doing that fix-it job at your house. That easy fix-it job at your house to make you feel that you've accomplished something. Going on running errands. You know, getting out of the house and running errands. Self-care, which is what I am doing. I'm shaving my head and my face every single day, which is something I haven't been doing for a long time. Self-care is another great way for you to help continue through the days, to help continue to say goodbye to the past, but learn from it as you're letting go. I love you guys very much. We'll continue with longer podcasts here in the future. I've got to get back into work, unfortunately. But I love you guys very much. Please like this post, no matter what platform you are on. Make a comment. Let's talk. Let's start a discussion about what's going on in your life, or what's going on in your friend's life, your spouse's life. You know, if you have a podcast idea, if you'd like to come on the podcast and be interviewed, I can interview you anonymously. That would be fine. So, I love you guys very much. Take care of yourself, and definitely take care of each other. Peace.